Sally Mae headed down to the house, swinging her arms and walking fast. I didn't know what to do. If I ran, it would look bad. If I stayed, it would look bad. No matter what I did, it would look bad. Maybe eating the darn chicken had been a mistake. I was still sitting there, mulling over my next course of action, when Sally Mae returned with her husband.
There, look! You see who's been killing the chickens? Your dog!
I whapped my tail against the ground and put on my most innocent face. Loper and I had been through a lot together. Surely he would know that his head of ranch security wasn't a common chicken-killing dog. He had to trust me. But I could see his face harden, and I knew I was cooked. Hank, you bad dog! I never would have thought you'd do something like this. I didn't. It was a mistake. I'd been framed. Come here, Hank. I crawled over to him. He picked up the chicken head, which was lying on the ground. I hadn't eaten it because I found that beaks are hard to swallow. He tied a piece of string around the head and tied it around my neck. There, you wear that chicken head until it falls off. Maybe that'll help you remember that killing hens doesn't pay around here. They left, talking in low voices and shaking their heads. I tried to bite the string and get that thing off my neck, but I couldn't do it. I was feeling mighty low, mighty blue. I was ashamed of myself, but also outraged at the injustice of it. I headed down to the corral to find Drover. Instead, I ran into Pete the Barn Cat, just the guy I didn't want to see. He was sunning himself in front of the saddle shed. In other words, loafing, which is what he does about 95% of the time. The mice were rampant down at the feed barn, but Pete couldn't work a mouse patrol into his busy schedule. It interfered with his loafing. That's a cat for you. He saw me before I saw him. He yawned, and a big grin spread across his mouth.
Nice necklace you've got on, Hanky. Where could a fellow buy one of those?